Thank you, Mr. Chair. I make this contribution on behalf of the International Federation for Human Rights, YesYourNet, and FIAN International. We want to recall that a strong Article 8 is a fundamental part of the future LBI. It is crucial for any future LBI to contain provisions on corporate liability, since there is no doubt and it is widely recognized that gaps in corporate liability regimes have allowed transnational companies to perpetrate human rights abuses all over the world. Fixing this is a reason why we are all here today, and states should not miss the opportunity to tackle this complex but vital issue. We regret to hear some delegations asking to water down the provision contained in this article without trying to introduce progressive changes in international law that would respond to the needs of many individuals and communities affected by business behaviors. We also regret to hear the suggestion that piercing the corporate veil would reduce investments in developing countries. Should we then conclude that the existence of the corporate veil is the reason why these investments are made? Once more, the Association of Corporations show their interest to weaken the text of the LBI, which will make it ineffective to its aim to ensure justice. We acknowledge that the current formulation of the article needs considerable clarification and improvement to guarantee clear and effective avenues for liability, especially parent-led company liability, and we support proposal made by Palestine in this respect. In this respect also, firstly, we want to stress that Article 8 should also reincorporate a specific reference to the need for state parties to establish criminal liability for serious human rights violation, and a clarification to the articulation between Article 6 and Article 8. We also suggest the following textual amendments. A deletion of all wording subjecting the provision of the treaty to states' domestic and legal and administrative systems, or similar provision, which substantially weakens the general purpose of the instrument to lay down common global rules for human rights abuses committed by companies. In Article 8.2, the term or in criminal, civil, or administrative liability should be changed by and, since two or all three forms of liability may be simultaneously applicable, as suggested by Brazil. Regarding Article 8.3, we recommend adding also, before established, to clarify that the liability stemming from conspiring, aiding, etc., stands in addition to the liability for causing and or contributing to such abuse. Still, on Article 8.4, we recommend to keep 8.4c, as it is essential that corporate liability adds to personal liability when necessary. Furthermore, an essential provision, Article 8.6 of the third revised draft, has been deleted from the clean version of the updated draft, while included in the track changes in an Article 8.7. The deletion of such a provision gets rid of the provision regulating the conditions in which parent or lead company liability can be established, one of the most important added value of this LBI. It also risks making Article 8.3 an extremely restrictive standard for liability. So we join Mexico in asking for clarification on this omission. Thank you, Mr. Chair.